The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Now for game two of our doubleheader, Donovan West hosting Valley Heights. Valley Heights currently 2-2 on the season. As for Donovan West, they are 0-4. Last season, Valley Heights going 4-17, 2-10 in TBL play. D West 6-15 last year, 4-9 in TBL play. Both teams kind of a season to forget, if you will. Valley Heights led by head coach Cale Green, and Donovan West led by head coach David Johnson. And as for this Donovan West team, well, they're trying to turn around a trend as their average margin right now per game is minus 30. Right now they're giving up 58.8 points per game and only scoring 28.8 points per game. They really like to flip that around here tonight, get a win in front of their home crowd. And as for Valley Heights, their first two games of the season were both losses. It was a 41-36 road loss to Riley County, followed by a 64-35 loss to Marysville. And they won their most two recent games against Republican County, 49-45, and then 55-26 for Frankfort. Player to watch out for Valley Heights is Logan Gray, and he has 10.5 points per game, 3.8 rebounds per game. He is shooting 37.5% from beyond the arc. So look for him trying to get him open. And also, Roy Ekstrom actually is their leading scorer. He's averaging a double-double a game so far, 13.3 points per game, 11 rebounds per game. Also averages a couple of blocks per game as well. This is a dude that shoots it a lot. He averages 14.5 shots per game and is shooting 37.9% from the floor. I'd like to try to get that three-point percentage up. It's right now sitting at just 16.7%. As a team, they average 43.8 points per game, allowing 44 points per game as they've been outscored 176-175, so they've been right around even. As a team, they shoot 36.8%, and from beyond the arc, they are 26.9%, and their free throw shooting has not been very good this year. It's 47.7%. This is a Valley Heights team that does turn the ball over a lot, so that's one of the keys to the game for Donovan West is try to expose that, because Valley Heights, well, they turn it over 19 times a game, and that is something that Coach Cale Green wants to get down in a significant way. So let's now take a look at your starters. First for Valley Heights, it'll be sophomore Max Shanks, senior Caden Parker, sophomore Logan Gray, sophomore Royce Ekstrom, and junior Casey Bigham. And for Donovan West, a very young team, just one upperclassman, it's going to be sophomore Cooper Eberle, freshman Coulter Peterson, freshman Michael Albers, sophomore Hudson Penny, and senior Brody Jeske. So Valley Heights is in their road purples. Girls team was in black. As for D.U.S., they are in their home whites. They're still in their huddle. So we wait for tip. Right now, right at 8 o'clock. So right on time. Supposed to start at 7 o'clock, but we were a little bit party to the party this evening. Not a problem, though. We got basketball tonight. Let's get it going here. It'll be Albers tipping it off. A freshman for D-West. Moving for Valley Heights. It's extra. Valley Heights wins the tip, and here we go. Shanks with the ball to start things off. Nice backdoor cut, but pass is deflected. Bigham tried to find down low to Ekstrom. Casey Bigham, fullback on the football team for Valley Heights this season. Pretty effective. Inbound, a jumper up for Ekstrom is no good. And rebound by Albers, and it's going to be jumped up. Ekstrom following up the miss, trying to get the board. Taking a look at the TVL. Blue Valley and Axel. 2-0. Centralia Valley Heights, 1-0. Donovan West, right now, 0-2. Catch the top of the key, kick near side corner. Driving baseline, Hudson Penny, the sophomore, kick out. Eberle finds Peterson for three. That one is good. And Colton Peterson gets the scoring started for us this evening. 3-0, Donovan West. We're 40 seconds into this one. Jenks goes to the corner, near side. Gray stops. Good defensive stop by Jeske, the senior. Bigham looking for for Shanks to go back door. Instead, he gives it up to the near side. And that's an offensive foul on the drive by Logan Gray. And the West off to a good start. As mentioned, this is a team that is hungry to get their first win of the season. They only have 9 kids on their roster here this evening. Here's Eberle. Peterson. Trying to find Eberle down low instead. The stall is onto the ball, and it's going to be a 5-second call. Good defense by Max Shanks, the sophomore from Valley Heights, to apply that pressure on the ball. Peterson didn't have anybody to give the ball up to. He also didn't want to expend time out, it appears. First quarter, 6:45 left, 3-0, Donovan West. Now we have an offensive foul and a moving screen. Max Shanks tried to hand the ball off, and he put up an elbow, tried to set a screen off the handoff. And that's the second team foul against Valley Heights. Another chance for Donovan West now. Peterson brings it up. Goes to the right side. Clears his man out. Eberle gives it up into the corner near side. And here's now Hudson Penny trying to penetrate. He gives up top of the key for Jeske. Out of Penny. Penny will bounce past it. Good defense from Valley Heights. This possession. Near side wing. Jeske trying to pass it inside. It's deflected and intercepted. Logan Gray, the sophomore, will push it up ahead. He'll hand it off. This is Ekstrom. Up to Shanks. Near side wing. Back to Gray. First touch of the day for King Parker, the senior. He's a lone senior on Valley Heights. Here's Parker. Passive defender. He strips. And foul's called against the U.S. That one will go against Hudson Penny. His first, and now free throw's coming up. First one for King Parker, the southpaw. That one is pure. First point of the game for Valley Heights. Trying to get off to a 2-0 start in TVL play. Second one a little too strong. Loose ball on the rebound, and save by D. West. Back the other way. Almost intercepted the pass was Logan Gray, but does find the hands of a D. West Mustang. Driving baseline is Eberle. Passive defender. Shut up. Has been in the air. Couldn't make the shot. Rebound by Max Shanks. Nice pass up ahead to Parker. Can't lay it in. The ball tipped up. And picked up by Parker. He loses it. Gets it back. Second try. That one is good. From about 3 feet away. Right in front of the basket. We are all tied 3-3. Peterson, the freshman, calls out the play. Talk about the invaluable time he is getting, despite the rough season. Driving right side, kicking it to Peterson, driving baseline. Stopped by a double team. As Shanks and Gray trying to split it, and he's fouled. Some great poise by Coulter Peterson. Again, just a freshman. Him and Albers both getting starts as first years. So here's the inbound from Hudson Penny. Sophomore lobs it in to Cooper Eberle. He'll fire away the three. That one just off the mark. Rebound by Shanks once again for Valley Heights. Up into the corner for Gray. Gray stops at the near side wing, and now Shanks will call it to play. Half-court offense now for Valley Heights. 3-3 our score. Three on the way from Ekstrom, and that one is good. Mentioned Ekstrom not having the best year from beyond the arc, but he finds it there. Now a 6-0 run for Valley Heights. Pass deflected and stolen away. Going the other way is Ekstrom. Loses it out of bounds. So a bad pass from Hudson Penny to Cooper Eberle. Picked off by Royce Ekstrom. The sophomore from Valley Heights can pay it off. Mentioned Ekstrom averaging a double-double with 11 boards, 13.3 points per game. Far side wing pass in the post, and that's out of the reach of King Parker, Michael Albers, the intended target of that pass. Three ball on the way in transition is good. Jaden DeWalt into the game. It's now a 9-0 run for Valley Heights. Near side corner three for D West. That one no good. Too strong by Hudson Penny. Rebound for Ekstrom. He'll bring it up himself. Crossover, and he carried it. Tried to do a crossover to make his man bite. He didn't, and he carried it. 9-3 our score, 3:57 first quarter. Peterson brings it up for once again for D West. Gives it to Eberle. Albers working the interior. Can't get it to him. It's up top to Jeske. Good defense on off the ball by Logan Gray, denying the pass to Hudson Penny. He said gives it up to Eberle. Driving baseline is Peterson from the baseline. Pass is off the foot. And out of bounds. Last touch by Cason Bigham is the call. Now Drake Slifer checking in. Got some pretty good minutes in the junior varsity game. Big fella. Nice inbound underneath, but rejected from behind. Out of bounds, and he'll stay with D West once again. 3.5 now left to go. Another try for D West. Penny with the inbound. Mobs up top. That's intercepted. Logan Gray the other way. One-on-one fast break. Goes to the right side. Euro step and can't get the finish. Tip up is no good. Slifer on another try. That one is good. And one. Drake Slifer cleans it up. Slifer struggled a little bit around the rim in the junior varsity game, but right out of the shoot in the varsity game makes an impact. Big dude can really crash the boards. He did so there. Free throw on the way. High arcing free throw is no good. Going up and getting the ball is Caden Parker. It's a jump ball. What a heck of an effort play by the lone senior from Valley Heights. He'll be awarded with the possession arrow as well. Get the ball underneath the D-West's basket. Up 11-3. It was 3-0 Donovan West. So an 11-0 run for Valley Heights. Inbound deflected by Coulter Peterson, and intercepted. Now an outlet pass and a foul against Logan Gray, trying to find Cooper Eberle. Team foul number 4 against Valley Heights. And Gray picks up his second personal. Zach Shanks back in the game. Number 0 for Valley Heights. So only one upperclassman for D West, only one for Valley Heights. Or excuse me, only two for Valley Heights. Let's try that again. Make it 3. 2 juniors and a senior. In the corner near side. Penny drives baseline. Tries to kick it out to the opposite corner. And he threw it away, trying to find Peterson. So Valley Heights looking to extend their run. As Shanks calls the play, the U.S. falls into a 2-3 zone here. Bounce pass, far side corner. Caden Parker, pass inside, shot up, turnaround jumper, no good. Offensive rebound for Ekstrom. And is this foul going to be on? It's going to be against Ekstrom on the rebound. Pushed off his man as his first personal, 15 foul. Ekstrom, as of right now, being held at just 3 points. Here's a 3-ball on the way. That one is good from Cooper Eberle. One pass, a 3, and a make. All D-West has done is make threes. They're 2 of 3. Here's a 3-pointer back the other way. That one is no good. Up and over the top of the backboard by Jake DeWalt, the sophomore. DeWalt, the tailback for the football team, and what a year he had. Only 2 games where he didn't have, rather, 100 yards or a rushing touchdown. Near side corner, here's Isaac Idle in the game for the first time, another freshman for D West, and trying to get past Slifer with a pass, he reached too far out trying to extend for a bounce pass, and he traveled, dragging that pivot foot. 2:13 left to go, opening quarter, 11-6. Valley Heights leading D West on the road. Well with it, far side wing, now top E. Shanks, near side for Parker. On the wing, moves up in the corner for Slifer. Back to Parker, fires away, a left-handed three-pointer. That one a little too strong, and rebound corralled in momentarily by Albers, but it bounced on the ground after he touched it, so it'll stay with Valley Heights. Cason Bigham checking back into the game for Valley Heights. Ian Ekstrom will sit for, I assume to be just for a few moments. Inbound to Bigham, shot up, 6-footer, no good, too strong. He shot that kind of flat-footed, tried to let off it a bit, and he was unable to. Back the other way, D. West goes, Peterson has it, gives it to Everly, tries the three for straight away this time, that one's no good, but a long rebound for Jeske. He'll get another opportunity, Penny dribbles to his right, back to backdoor cut by getting a hand on the pass to Jaden DeWall, knocking it free, getting the turnover. 90 seconds left, first quarter, kick out, three ball on the way from the near side corner, air ball, but a rebound by Bigham. And on the rebound, there's a foul against Bigham. They're going to say that he pushed. Coach Green not happy with that call, and I would honestly have to agree. It didn't look like there was much contact against Bigham, but they get him with his first personal 16th foul. Peterson, the freshman point guard, bringing it up, signals the play, holding up four on his right hand. They get past his man, Shanks, underneath the basket, kicks it, far side corner, three ball on the way. That one no good by Penny. Picked up by Slifer of Valley Heights. Almost traveled with it. He'll outlet it to Shanks. He'll push it ahead for Valley Heights. Three ball on the way, near side corner, DeWalt way off the mark, too strong, air ball, and Bigham with the offensive rebound. Kicks it to Slifer to save. Parker hands it off to DeWalt. Now Slifer will try a three. That one is good. Bigger part, sorry, that was Taysom Bigham making the three. There's a third three-pointer for Valley Heights. And now Everly has it taken away by Jaden DeWall going the other way. Beats his man, reverse layup, up and good. Jaden DeWall with five. He's the first player with multiple field goals. It's 16-6 with 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's Peterson. Gets the play call from head coach David Johnson. 15 seconds left. Maybe hold it for the final shot here. Defended by Shanks of Valley Heights. Gets the screen, goes to his right. Kick into the corner. Three ball on the way with 8 seconds left. That one is good for Penny. One more chance now for Valley Heights. 2 seconds left. Parker, step back. Three ball on the way. Too strong. And that is how the first quarter comes to a close. Pretty fun one. But it's one-sided for the most part, 16-9, our score. We'll send it to a break. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
We've played one quarter. It's Valley Heights 16, Donovan West 9. And it was a three-point shooting fest. It's been a fun one. Three three-pointers made for Valley Heights, three for D. West. And it will be D. West with the ball out of the break, and back we go. Peterson signals the play call. Screen from Albers goes to his left. Now reverses course. He's all the way into the paint, trying to finish, and he's fouled. Can't quite get the shot to fall. Almost did. Doing that entire position all by himself. That call goes against Jaden DeWalt of Valley Heights. That is his second. His first. Team seventh. Peterson to the line. He knocked down a three-pointer. First free throw is good. So Peterson, Everly, and Penny all knocked down a three in that first quarter, making up their 9 points. Jaden DeWalt leading the scoring for Valley Heights with five. King Parker, Royce Ekstrom, Case, and Bigham had three apiece. Andre Slifer had it at two. Second free throw on its way, and that one is no good off the right side of the rim, so it remains 16-10. Ekstrom trying to go end-to-end, and he can't finish. Rebound by Peterson. He's defended by Ekstrom. Gets bumped, kicks it to the corner. Jeske out to the far side for Hudson and Penny. He's up to Peterson. At the top of the key, defended by Parker, signals out the play call. He does such a good job of slowing the game down. Far side wing, Penny inserts it into the post for Albers, but it's poked away. Good defense by Casey Bigham to knock that one free. DeWalt, near side corner, three ball on the way for Gray. That one air ball too strong. Third time we've seen Valley Heights do that. And it's picked up by Hudson Penny, the sophomore. He'll go to work. Ends it up, far side, three-pointer on the way. That one is good! Brody Jeske getting it on the low. And it's 16-13. And Cale Green is not happy with Royce Ekstrom. 6:52 left to go, second quarter, step aside for 30 here on our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Gansaland Radio.
16-13. With the Valley Heights lead, 6:48 left to go, second quarter. Valley Heights with the ball out of the break. Quick 4-0 run out of the second quarter break. Here's a long two on the way, 16-footer. That one's no good off the left side. Offensive rebound, Bigham inside. And that's going to be an offensive foul. Great job of selling the call by Cooper Eberle. And Bigham is charged with his second personal. Team foul number 8. And full court press right on by Valley Heights. Not very effective as Peterson's able to maneuver past it. Bounce pass, driving baseline side is Penny, and a pass for Albers is intercepted. It's, once again, Jade DeWalt. Another steal for the sophomore. Parker, the senior, gives it up to DeWalt. Gray, near side corner, back to DeWalt, top of the key. D-West in a 2-3 zone, so moving it around the perimeter. Bigham catches it, short corner, now top of the key. Good defense by D-West this time around. High post catch, Ekstrom, and a good job reaching in and getting a jump ball. Colter Peterson, a freshman, he is not playing like a first-year player here tonight. He is just battling here so far. Possession arrow favors Valley Heights. 5:58 to go in the first half. Still 16-13. Inbound is to Parker. Near side corner, three by Gray. That one is good! Big-time three-pointer for Logan Gray. His first basket of the ball game. It's 19-13. Breaking the press, Peterson makes a catch from the near side, across that court. He's double-teamed near the baseline. He'll give it up to Eberle, and now timeout is called by Coach Johnson. Wise timeout. They're playing a little bit too fast there. So go ahead and step aside for another 30 seconds here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
19-13, Valley Heights holding on to a 6-point lead over Donovan West on the road. 5:39 to go, opening half. D-West with the ball out of the timeouts. Called by David Johnson, head basketball coach for D-West. Trying to get it in and just barely doing so into Eberle. He'll give it to Colter. Colter Peterson, that is. The drive baseline side. Bounce pass, corner to corner. Three ball on the way by Eberle. That one is good! That is his second three of the game. They're fifth as a team. And it's 19-16. There have been 9 threes in this game so far combined. Top of the key, Shanks. Far side corner. DeWalt thought about it. Instead gives it high post for Parker. Turns and squares. Gives up top of the key, Shanks. Now near side three by Gray. Made one earlier. Makes another one. Logan Gray for three. It's 22-16. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Peterson looking to go end-to-end. Nice dish off. It's partially deflected. Jesse gets it. Now out to Eberle. Now catch for Peterson. He'll try a three. That one left a little bit short, but an offensive rebound by Albers. Three ball by Jeske. That one a little too strong. Ball deflected, out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Valley Heights. How about another freshman, Michael Albers, fighting in the post. Knock that ball free. 4:41 left to go, second quarter. Waiting on, not quite sure what we're waiting on here. I think with the scores table. I'm trying to get that situated. Looks like we're ready. Back underway. Inbound for Penny. Into the corner, far side. Top of the key for Peterson. Is it near side wing? And all top to Peterson. Gets the screen to the right for Albers. Uses it. Albers just course. Gives it to Jesse. Right side. Dicks. Had an open look. The ball with the pass. Try it for Eberle. That one off the left side. No good. Ball tipped up. Loose in the corner. Picked up by Peterson. And Eberle has an open look for Penny. He'll fire away a three. That one too strong. And D.U.S. has gone cold. Missing four threes in a row in that little stretch. DeWalt. Now to Shanks. Top of the key for Gray. Back to DeWalt. Far side wing. Now a long two on the way for Gray. That's off the left side. And a rebound called in by Cooper Eberle. See if they try something different here. Instead of chucking up threes. Peterson dribbles to his right. It's a catch from Penny. Gets the screen from Albers. Doesn't use it. Goes to his right instead. Underneath the basket. And he's stepped on the line. Had a look on a reverse layup, but he just had the right part of his soul right on the baseline. Exciting opening first half. Valley Heights, D-West. Valley Heights is 1-0 in league play. D-West 0-2. Shanks gives it far side wing to Gray. Now gets it back, right back. He'll give it up to DeWalt before getting it right back once again. High post catch for Caden Parker. Gives up. Three ball on the way by DeWalt. That one shoots very confidently. Misses it short. And out of bounds. Left touch by D-West. It looked like he guided that one just a little bit for the sophomore from Valley Heights. And now checking back into the game is Isaac Idle. This is a D-West team that's only 9 deep. They've only went 7 deep here this evening. Three of those players being freshmen. The freshmen have been really showing up here today so far. DeWalt, far side wing, top of the key, Gray. Now near side, three by Shanks, but he traveled. Shanks traveled with it. Surprised that he made that call. He said the two steps came after he collected it. So breaking the press is D-West, Isaac Idle, across half court. Peterson, pass is deflected too high and out of bounds. It'll stay with D-West with 3:05 left. 22-16. Valley Heights still leading D-West. Battle of the Mustangs in the TBL. Inbound finds Idle. Gives it to Peterson. Near side corner. Far side corner. Idle, one dribble, two dribbles. Bounce pass. Near side, three ball on the way by Eberle. Got hit and one! That's going to be a 4-point opportunity for Cooper Eberle. He has 9 with 3 3-point makes. Big old smile from the sophomore. And now Idle will come to the bench. Back in the game is Hudson Penny, the sophomore. Shanks will now exit. Royce Ekstrom back in the game. He's been pretty silent so far tonight. Just 3 points for Valley Heights' leading scorer this season. And he finishes off the 4-point play. It's 22-20. 2:53 left to go, second quarter. Been a fun one here in Highland, Kansas. D-West trying to find their first win of the season. 2-3 zone for D-West. Valley Heights trying to combat it. Top of the key, DeWalt, far side wing for Gray. Back to DeWalt, now to Parker. One dribble, Euro step, and a pass to Gray goes away. Trying to get the charge was Eberle. He didn't get the call, though. Ekstrom has it. quickly moving the ball around the perimeter, top of the key, on your side, for Parker puts it on the floor. Lob pass, far side wing by Gray. Good defensive possession for Donovan West so far. Top of the key. Now high post, now far side wing. Jab step Gray, can't fire it off. Now DeWalt will try from the straightaway. That one's good off the backboard. Oh my goodness, he has eight. His second three-pointer make. Jay DeWalt banks one home. Go to the casino after that shot. It's 25-20. 2 minutes left. Pass from Peterson, deflected, intercepted by Parker. Okay, layup is good in transition. And right back, a big response by Valley Heights. Parker now has five, his first basket of the second quarter. Bounce pass, and that's off the foot of Ekstrom, trying to find Albers. And they'll get the inbound on the near sideline, near half court, as Isaac Idle back into the game. The freshman checking in for the senior, Brody Jeske. Max Shanks, by the way, has his third personal foul, so he's on the bench. 1:45 to go. Quarter number two. DVL action. Peterson drives right side off a screen, kicks it near side corner. Now to the wing. Eberle with it, the sophomore. Pass fake, nice crossover. Kicks it corner. Three ball on the way. That one's going to miss everything, but an offensive rebound by Eberle. And Peterson saves it in the corner. Now an open look for Eberle. He'll try it. That one rattles halfway down and pops out of there. Rebound, Jane DeWalt for Valley Heights. Big possession here for Valley Heights, trying to really extend their lead. Bigham catch far side. Baseline, he drives, and it's another offensive foul against Peyton Bigham. This time it's Hudson Penny taking that charge. Southern D-West has done very well tonight, taking those charges. Haven't gotten all the calls, but that is team foul number 10 compared to only two against Donovan West. And that's Kaysen Bigham's third personal foul. So he will stay in the game with 1:10 to go here in quarter number two. Driving is Peterson, and he stepped on the sideline. Just barely. That's the second time that's happened to him. 1:06 now left to go. 27-20. Valley Heights leading Donovan West. Near side wing, Gray. To DeWalt. Now far side wing for Parker. Bigham and Ekstrom working the interior as Gray fires away a three. That one is good from the near side wing for Logan Gray. That is his third three-pointer of this quarter. He has nine. 46 seconds left. 30-20 lead. Largest lead of the game for Valley Heights. Trying to get across half court. The West pass is deflected out of bounds. Good hustle by Jaden DeWalt. Pop it free from Isaac Idle with 39 seconds left. Michael Albers, freshman for D.U.S. back in the game. We'll check in for Idle. Jeske, the senior to inbound. He does so to Cooper Eberle. The sophomore surveys the court. Near half court. Give it up to Hudson Penny with 30 seconds left. 8-0 run by Valley Heights at the end of the second quarter. To his left, crossing over is Penny. Working the clock with 20 seconds left. Drives to his left and now trying to get away from Bigham. To his right. Again, three fouls for Bigham. It's away from Fresher. Gives up his dribble. Now hand it off to Peterson. 10 seconds left. From the near side corner, pass to Jeske. He'll drive from the near side wing. Pass is deflected. Almost thrown away by Gray, but couldn't hold on to it. 5.6 seconds left to inbound for D-West. Down 30-20. Trying to get a statement basket for the break. Here is Penny to the top for Eberle. 5 seconds. Corner three on the way. That one rattles home at the buzzer. Hudson Penny has six. 2 three-pointers that went for him, and it's 30-23. It's a 3-point bonanza. That's all Donovan West has scored in the entire first half. They had not made a 2-point basket, and our score is 30-23. We are at the half. We'll step aside, and we'll come back with our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires here on our Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College. 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
What a first half it was. 30-23 our score. Valley Heights leading Donovan West. Jared Slubby back with you for a halftime report brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 14 combined three-point makes, 7 apiece. I mean, it was just a three-point bonanza, as I said before, as we take a look at some of the leading scores for tonight's contest so far. First for Valley Heights, leading the way in scoring was Logan Gray, who made 3 three-pointers in the second quarter. That's where all of his money has come from. Jaden DeWall has made a pair of threes. He has 8 points on the day. 5 points for Caden Parker, who is, I beg your pardon, I had the score wrong there. He has 8 points as well, so he is actually tied for the second most points on the team. I was about to say, I had that right. He has 5 points. He is the only player who has made a basket, has only made a two-point basket, besides Drake Slifer, who made one early on in the first half. 3 points apiece for Royce Ekstrom and Kaysen Bigham as well. For Donovan West, Cooper Eberle, 10 points with 3 threes and a free throw, as he had a 4-point play with about midway through the second quarter. 6 points for Hudson Penny on 2 threes. A 3 and a free throw for Colton Peterson at 4 points, and Brody Jeske has a 3-pointer. He has 3. So, as I said, Donovan West, 0 2-point basket makes. They have 7 three-pointers and 2 free throws. As for Valley Heights, they have their 7 threes as well, but they have a pair of 2-point baskets, or trio of 2-point baskets, and a free throw to make up their 30 points. So this has been a wild first half. High-paced, a lot of action, a lot of three-pointers. Kind of one of those things. Kind of like there was that Division III team that attempted 100-some three-pointers, and they made 140. They had 144 points at the end of the game. Something like that. Something crazy like that. You might have heard it on the old Sports Center. But kind of seems like it's one of those sort of games. Of course, Donovan West has attempted some two-point baskets, but haven't gotten some of them to drop. But here it's been all three-pointers for Donovan West. Valley Heights has just been trying to keep up, and they have been able to do just that and a little bit more as well. We'll go step aside for a couple minutes as we are here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holden on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holden on Highway 16. Once again, our score at the break is Valley Heights 30, Donovan West 23. Here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
30-23, our score at the half here in our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 30-23 in the Valley Heights, Dr. West. Been a real fun one so far here from Highland, Kansas. Let's take a look at how we got here and, looking at schedules. First, Valley Heights, they lost their first two games of the season to Riley County on the road and Marysville at home. Followed that up with back-to-back wins against Republic County and Frankfort. That's for Donovan West. It's been a rough sledding for them so far this season as they have lost all four of their games. First against Axel at home, then at Riverside at home versus ACCHS, and then at Troy. After tonight, Valley Heights is done for the break at least, or before the break. And then they pick things up with three consecutive road games at Washington County, at Troy, and at Minneapolis. And then they have a home game against Rossville before the TBL tournament on the 14th. And then before the end of January, we have a game at Wetmore on the 26th and a game on the 31st at home against Hanover. As for Donovan West, they have one more game before the break. That will be next Monday against Valley Falls. And then out of the break, they have a game at Frankfort on the 3rd, a home game against Washington County on the 6th, and then a home game against Trilly on the 10th for the TBL tournament. Then on the 27th, they have a home game against Blue Valley Randolph, and then a road game against Axel on the 31st. Take a look at the TBL standings so far. Blue Valley Randolph and Axel both are at the top of the TBL so far, 2-0. Blue Valley is alone at 4-0. Axel has a 3-0 record as of right now. Centralia and Valley Heights are both 1-0, with the Panthers at 4-0 and the Mustangs at 2-2. Hanover and Troy are tied for 5th at 1-1 in league play. Hanover is 2-1, and the Trojans, they are 3-2. Clifton, Clyde, Lynn, and Washington County have yet to play a league game before tonight. Clifton, Clyde is 3-1. Lynn and Washington County are 2-1. Frankfurt and Onega are tied for 10th at 0-1, with Frankfurt at 1-4, Onega is 0-4, and Wetmore and Donovan West tied for 12th at 0-2, with the Cardinals at 1-3, and Donovan West at 0-4. Other games going on around the area for tonight. Jefferson County North is at Oskaloosa after JCN lost to Troy yesterday. Riverside is at Royal Valley. Horton is at Jackson Heights. Perry Lecompton is taking on Nemaha Central. Clifton Clyde is at Wetmore. Hanover is at Onega. Axel is at Lynn. And we also have Holden at Hiawatha. Centralia is at Washington County. Sabetha is at Jefferson West. ACCHS hosting McLeod. Pleasant Ridge is on the road at Moorhill Mount Academy. Also, Marysville is hosting Chapman, and Casey Sumner is, or actually Asheson, is at Casey Sumner. And let's take a look and see if we have any scores from our area games. I bet we do. And see what we got. We have Horton leading Jackson Heights, 21-14. We had Sabetha beating down on Jeff West, 42-15. The score there. And that is all I have for you in terms of scores on the boys' side. All right, we'll go and step aside for one more time. We'll step aside for 60 seconds as we get this one back underway between Valley Heights and Donovan West, with Valley Heights up 30-23. You're listening to your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here at 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
If you're toy shopping this year, don't miss the selection and the special toy sale pricing at Hein and True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca. Through December 31st, save 20% off toys. And these are name brand toys like Tommy, Bruder, and Big Farm. Heinen's has a great selection of farm tractors and implements, construction equipment toys, and other toys that will bring hours of enjoyable playtime for your kids and grandkids. See the toy savings you'll find at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies at 307 Main in downtown Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
KMZA.
We're ready for the second half. Valley Heights leading Donovan West 30-23. Jared Slubby with you. We're about to get this thing back underway. What a first half it was for those just joining us. 7 3-pointers for both teams in the first half, with Donovan West, well, that's all they got, was 3-pointers. No 2-pointers and a pair of free throws. As for Valley Heights, they were able to make 3 2-pointers, but with those 7 3-pointers, they also made a free throw as well. So it's been all about the three ball, and kind of summates what the game of basketball has kind of come to in this new age of the three ball, where the only way you can make the NBA is if you can hit three balls. Unless you're born in Greece, 7 foot, and or have 250 pounds of all muscle. Talking about Giannis, of course. And we're back underway. Colter Peterson with the ball, and D. West will have it. Driving right side in the lane, kick it out at the corner for Penny. Bring it to the top, and a pass is stolen away by Ekstra. All alone, and he will lay it in. Royce Ekstra, pretty quiet first half, only had 3. He comes out with the first basket of the second half. And right back, almost a turnover, but kick out to Peterson. He'll nail a 3. That is the second 3-point make of the game. It's 32-26. Peterson now with 7 points. Got his first make back in the first quarter. Here's Parker with it, the senior. To the far side wing. Gray trying to pass it inside. It's deflected into the backcourt. Didn't even try to save it, but he does. That ball was deflected. I'll get another try at this. From Shanks to the far side wing for Gray again. Top of the key for Bigham. Pass inside to Ekstra. Nice look. He's fouled and won. Jeske went up in the air. He gets the foul, and Ekstrom slides on under, and Ekstrom's starting to look like himself now. Coming into this game, averaging 13.3 points a game and 11 rebounds a game. As mentioned, start to hit his strides. He now has 7. Trying to make it 8 if he can make this free throw. He's got it. He's got 8. 35-26. 6:57 to go. Valley Heights bringing pressure before the half-court line. They get it across. Penny has it. The double team. Bounce pass to Jeske. Back to Penny. And he'll dribble to the middle of the court and set the play. Scott Eberle was going to backdoor cut. Didn't fire the pass, luckily for him. Come on to it. Jeske's fast, deflected, and intercepted. Bray going the other way, using his right hand. Stopped by Peterson. It's going to be an offensive foul as Bray pushes off. Foul trouble for Valley Heights as both Bigham and Gray and Shakes, all with three fouls apiece. Trying to get across half court, and they do so. Peterson on the near side, a cross court pass from Penny. Dribbles into a double team, far side corner. Needs some help, not getting any help. Gets away, and now is able to bounce pass to Eberle, but timeout is called a little bit late by Coach Johnson, but does get timeout. Go ahead and keep it here. What a game it has been. Second half, quick little 5 points from Royce Ekstrom. Colter Peterson knocked down a three. Tempo still being ramped all the way up. There's no slowing down in this one. And with that being said, can D. West continue to stay fresh with just their nine guys? Valley Heights has been able to rotate some guys in and out. They haven't quite gone more than nine deep. Off the bench, they've had DeWalt come in and get some good quality minutes. As mentioned, he led the first half in points. Slifer has come off the bench. That's pretty much it. They're pretty much only going seven deep. Both teams going seven deep here tonight. Nine on the roster for D-West, going seven deep. Mustangs, they go about, I believe, 10 deep, if my counting is correct. 10 or 11 deep. Inbound for D-West, we're back underway. Everly with the catch on the inbound. 6:10 to go in the third quarter, 35-26, Valley Height leads. Catching a three by Peterson, nailed it. He got bumped at the end, but nothing was called. Peterson gets his third three-point make. He has 10 points, and it's back to a two-possession game. Parker has it taken away as he wasn't looking. Penny on the steal, goes end-to-end, spins to the inside, rejected out of there by Logan Gray. Loose ball on the transition, and can't catch my words. Parker going the other way, dishes it to Bigham. It's off his hands into turnover. Goodness gracious, the pace of this game so quick. So after all that, no points for either team. The U.S. will go the full length of the court. Peterson defended by Gray on the inbound, so Penny comes up to make a catch, and Valley Heights applies that pressure. Bounce pass almost stolen away by DeWalt, who came into the game. Eberle had a lane to the middle, kicks it out. Jeske tries a three. That one off the left side. Back iron, no good. Loose ball, and Jeske trying to save it. But it's picked up. No, it's not picked up. It's still loose. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valley Heights, so we'll do that whole thing over again. The U.S. will have to bring it up the length of the court. This game, my goodness. So entertaining. 5:17 left to go, third quarter. Still 35-29, Valley Heights. Inbound goes to Penny. Swinging around to Peterson. Again, trying to get across half court. Bounce pass to the middle to Jeske. To the far side, swing a double team. It's Penny going to the right side. And the paint gets stripped. Albers picks it up. He gets rejected out of there by Bigham. And he gets the rebound. Trying to outlet it. Said he'll go ahead and bring it up himself. It's Ekstrom thought about the three. Now drives and bounces it inside to Parker. He's double teamed. Hands it off to Ekstrom and he's fouled going up. Another opportunity for Royce Ekstrom, making his presence felt here in the third quarter. Oh, and by the way, Ekstrom is only a sophomore, as that free throw's up and good. So he's got a full 3 years left in the TBL. Good luck, everybody else. This dude is a rock star. Second free throw on the way. That one is no good. Rebound goes to Cooper Eberle. Needs some help on an outlet. He finally gets it from Penny to Peterson, now backwards, and finally Penny's able to get across half court. Bounce pass to Peterson, the far side wing into the corner, and cross court pass to the near side wing, a nice touch pass to Jeske, drives baseline, and he traveled it. He's falling out of bounds, he bounced it and picked it up. Four and a half to go, third quarter, 36-29. Valley Heights leading Dawson West. Pick up his dribble is DeWalt. He'll find Bray. Get out of trouble. Now he gives up his dribble. He'll be pressured by Everly. His pass is picked off by Peterson. Going to get past Ekstrom. Trying to get him up in the air. He does not bite, and he's rejected out of there. Going back the other way. Bigham now trying to go in transition. Into the lane. Nice little dish to Parker. Shot up. Good. Nice unselfish play. And Parker finishes it off. He now has 7. It's 38-29. And now a timeout is called by Coach Johnson. They had an open 2-point basket. Calling timeout before they had the chance to hit the shot up. So this will be, how long is this one going to be? It'll be a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. 3:50 left to go, third quarter. It's 38-29. Valley Heights leading Donovan West on our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Got a couple of scores for you across our area games. Moorhill Mounts leading Pleasant Ridge 35-11 at the half. And a game that just went final. Sabetha defeating Jefferson West 63-29. Also, Holton winning against Hiawatha 59-47. Here in our game, 38-29, Valley Heights leading Donovan West with 3:50 remaining in the third quarter. It's been a very fast-paced game. In this half, there's been a lot of turnovers. There wasn't really that many in the first half. Three-point makes in the game as well. There's been not a single two-point make for Donovan West still. So here is Peterson for Donovan West with the ball out of the break. Going to his right. Bounce pass, top of the key. Jeske, senior, dishes it off. Three-pointer on the way for Penny. A little too strong that time. Rebound by Jaden DeWalt of Valley Heights. He's double-teamed out of the rebound. Now this is Parker pushing it up ahead to Ekstrom. He catches it underneath the basket, and he steps on the line trying to get out from underneath the basket. D-West needs some baskets in a hurry here. Not let this game get away from him. Largest deficit of the game was 11 points. Flirting with that right now. 10 points. Jeske in the corner, far side. Now for Penny. Bounce pass. Wing to Everly. Top of the key, Peterson. Head fake. And a foul against Jaden DeWalt, defending Peterson. As the second personal, team foul number 2. Inbound goes to Everly. Goes to his left now, goes to the middle of the court. To the far side wing now with Penny. Cross court pass to the near side to Peterson. Jasset beautifully done. Got away from his man momentarily. Now gives up his dribble. Head fake. Driving Everly, trying to dish it off, but it's deflected by a couple of Mustangs. Gray in transition and can lay it in from the left side. And Gray now has 11 points for Valley Heights. It's now 40-29, largest lead of the day now. Here's Peterson, wide open three. Good from the far side wing. That is his third three of the quarter. It's 40-32. Good response by the D.U.S. freshman. Far side wing for Gray. Is it to the near side wing for Jaden DeWalt? It's on the floor a couple times. Now it gives it up to Gray. Back to the top of the key. Ekstrom now to Parker. In the corner, pull-up jumper, 15-footer, Ekstrom, no good. And Slafer gets the offensive rebound, and he's fouled going up. Slafer made a and-one in the first quarter, missed the free throw. Try to reconcile for that right here with a couple big free throws. Person on the way, that one is no good off the right side of the rim. 2:10 left to go, 40-32, Valley Heights leading Donovan West. Another attempt for the big man for Valley Heights. On the way, now on, barely grazing the front part of the rim, rebound by Everly, pushing it up ahead to Penny. Then he gave up his dribble. Cross-court pass to the near side. Jeske. Just on the floor. Just the right side. He'll hand it off. Far side corner. Peterson. Jab step. Thought about the three. Defended by Parker. Dribbles into a double team. Trying to get away from it. Bounce pass to Jeske. Near side wing. The high post for Albers. Has a tough time gathering it, but does so. Gets it out of there. Peterson from the top of the key. 142 now left to go third quarter. Jeske from the near side wing. Accidentally dribbled it. Trying to pass it. That's Penny. Got stripped while trying to pass it. Loose ball picked up. Going the other way to Waltz. One-on-one in transition. And good at jump making the block, but an offensive rebound. And fouled is Logan Gray on the second chance. Good job coming back by Eberle to get that block. Well, Gray has a chance to get a couple more free throws now for Kelly Heights. First one on the way is good. Gray now with 12. Leads the team in scoring still. That one's no good. Rebound by Jeske of Jonathan West. Penny to push it on the far side of the court. Cross-court pass. Near side, Eberle drives baseline. And falling away, just gets it away before falling out of bounds to Peterson. On the near side wing, bounce past the top of the key for Jeske. 1:10 to go in the quarter. Eberle, once again, trying to drive baseline. He stops. Top of the pass. Top of the key pass is intercepted. And Ekstrom will go ahead and lay it up, and it goes in. Didn't shoot the backboard, so kind of hung on the back part of the rim. He now has 8 points in the quarter, 11 on the game. It's 43-32. Once again, Raleigh Heights back up by 11. Nice cut by Peterson underneath the basket. He'll kick it out through corner on the way by Penny. That one a little too strong. And rebound gathered by Kane Parker, the senior from Raleigh Heights. 40 seconds now left. Ekstrom fires a three. That one left a little bit short. Rebound by Albers, and he gets it away from a couple of Raleigh Heights players. Pushing it back the other way. Peterson trying to drive. Nice dish off to Albers, and he's fouled going up. 28.7 seconds left. Michael Albers has been battling all day. Hasn't had very many looks. He's had a couple. He's had a couple misses. A couple times he's been swatted out of there. But here he has a chance to make some free throws. First one on the way. That one will get off the right side of the rim. 43-32. 28.7 seconds left in the third quarter. Jason Bigham, Max Shanks checking in. Ekstrom and Gray exiting. Isaac Idle checking in for the first time this quarter. Then exiting for Donovan West is Cooper Eberle. Second free throw on the way. That one rattles out halfway down, popped out of there for Albers. Valley Heights with the rebound. Pass to DeWalt ahead for the three, and that one, it's an offensive foul. The three-pointer is going to count, but it's an offensive foul after the shot was in the air. So DeWalt now with 11 points. It's 46-32 with 20.8 seconds left. Team foul number four against Valley Heights. That foul is against Drake Slifer. It's a push underneath the basket, trying to get the rebound. So 20 seconds left for Donovan West to get another basket for the fourth quarter, but Heights is trying to break things away here. Coulter Peterson's been the only person to score in this quarter, and he's had 3 3-pointers. Peterson is it up. Penny, near side wing to Eberle. Down low in the post, working is Jeske. 3 seconds left. Peterson trying again. That one is good again! 12 points in the quarter for Coulter Peterson, but still an 11-point lead for Valley Heights. West needing some other players to step up here in this fourth quarter if they want a shot. It's 46-35, a 16-point quarter for Valley Heights. We'll step aside for a quick break. Come back with your game of the week here at 92.1 KMZA.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
We go to the fourth quarter. Valley Heights leading at Donovan West 46-35. Colter Peterson knocking down 4 3-pointers in the third quarter, but that's the only those are the only points that they scored in that entire quarter. And as a result, Valley Heights' lead has been able to grow. And Valley Heights gets the ball out of the break, and we're back underway. Shanks gives it to the near side wing to DeWalt. Donovan West wanting to travel, not going to get it. Top of the key for Bigham. Slifer and Parker working the interior. Going to pick and roll for Bigham, and no foul called on his first try. Second try, gets up and in. What a battle by the big fella. Bigham now has 5 points. It's 48-35, their largest lead of the game. Top of the key catch for Everly. Now near side wing to Jeske, the lone senior on Donovan West. Weird, awkward bounce pass, but does find the hands of Hudson Penny, the sophomore. He loses it, and picked up by DeWalt on the steal. All alone, and he will miss the wide-open layup. Rebound by Penny. Come back the other way. Everly has his far side wing. Now the corner, Jeske. Nice hands by Parker. Knocks it free. He's just on a little move as he tried to go from his left hip to his right hip. He just knocked it free. So out of bounds, and D-West gets it back. Gets somebody open on the inbound. In the corner, finds Everly. We'll give it up to Peterson from the wing. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Peterson lost it, but he's fouled. 15th foul against Valley Heights. It's on the floor, and that one will go against. Who they get that one to? It's against Bigham. That's his fourth. They'll stay in the game. Penny to inbound. Goes to Peterson. Out to Everly. Cooper Everly surveying. Now gives it to the near side to Penny. Jab step, trying to get his defender free. Valley Heights in a 2-3 zone. And now Peterson signals the play. Down 48-35, down from West. Gives it to Everly. Working the perimeter, trying to find a weak spot in the defense. It's taken by Everly on a wing-to-wing pass. Here's a three ball by Penny. That one no good, too strong. Rebound breaks Slifer. Donovan West has still yet to have a 2-point make here tonight. Shanks almost had it taken away, but gets it back. It's up. Pick and roll. Bigham, and it's going to be a blocking foul. Jeske was still moving when he tried to take a charge. Goes to the ground. It was a good attempt because Bigham, as mentioned, does have those 4 fouls. 15th foul. Second personal against Jeske. Cason Bigham is going to come to the bench now. On the inbound, Parker underneath the basket. Ekstrom is fouled. And they're going to say that foul was before the shot goes up. So, foul on the floor. Team foul number 6 against Donovan West. Inbound is the Slifer from the far side elbow. Catch, turn, jumper, no good by Parker. This ball picked up by Ekstrom. He'll try one. That was no good from 5 feet. Now Slifer tries it. He'll get one to go. Greg Slifer now with 4 points. His 50-35 is their largest streak. Their largest lead continues to grow. Everly, near side wing. Penny, now back to Jeske. Far side corner, drive baseline, and he's held. 16th foul against Valley Heights. That one goes against Caden Parker. That is only his first. 5:51 left to go in the game. 50-35, Valley Heights leads Donovan West. Valley Heights 1-0 in league play. Donovan West 0-2. Bounce pass, far side corner. Penny will try a three. That one left a little short. Rebound extra. Outlet pass to Parker. To the far side for DeWalt. Pass deflected, intercepted by Jeske. Go back the other way. Peterson pushes. Don't really have numbers. Let's go inside anyway, and the pass is stolen away. Saved by Gray for going out of bounds. Excellent hustle as DeWalt makes the catch off of the save, and a timeout is called by head coach Cale Green of Valley Heights as he was in trouble. step aside for a quick 30-second break. You're listening to your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
15-point lead for Valley Heights. It's 50-35. 5:23 left to go in the game. This has been an exciting one, folks. Donovan West has not made a two-point basket, but they've been able to keep up, for the most part, with Valley Heights. Spencer Peterson, 16 points. James DeWalt, 11 points. Royce Ekstrom also has 11. Top performance so far tonight. Valley Heights with the ball out of the break. Donovan West pressing. Valley Heights trying to break the press. Middle of the court, Parker has it. And he's able to dribble it across half court along the far side. Gets away from a double team. Gets it to Ekstrom on top of the key for DeWalt. Lost it momentarily just before going to the backcourt. Almost thrown away. Parker has the lane to drive. Shot up. Good. No foul called as Eberle tried to draw a charge. It's now 52-35. Eberle with a catch. That's a travel. Bad pass by Penny. Eberle was on the run. Throw was kind of behind him, so he had to come back to make the catch. He made three steps. Valley Heights, another opportunity to grow their lead. Parker brings it up. Gets to the far side wing for it's long. Slifer, top of the key. Near side for Parker. Drives baseline side. Gets past the man, but nice strip from behind. Goes to DeWalt, though. He's safe for Valley Heights. Top of the key. Ekstrom. Right about the three, and now he fires it away. That one's off the right side. Offensive rebound. Parker has a wide-open lane to score. Layup for Caden Parker. Now 54-35. Parker with 9 points now. He has a field goal in every single quarter. Far side corner. Pass is stolen away. Eberle is stolen by DeWalt, and he scores. And one. Valley Heights starting to pull away now as DeWalt has 13 points, leading all scorers for Valley Heights. 4:07 left to go in this one, 56-31. Lead was cut down to 3 at one point. One free throw coming. No good. Long rebound picked up by Albers. When it was a three-point lead, that was back in the second quarter, not in the second half. Now halfway through this fourth quarter. Cross-court pass. Jeske fires away the three. That one was a tip. No. Saved from going out of bounds by Albers. Loose ball on the floor. Albers and Long are caught in a jump ball. It'll stay with the West. Reminder that our game of the week next week will be Nemaha Central at Sabetha. Three ball on the way by Peterson on the inbound. No good. Offensive rebound by Albers, but ripped away by Max Shanks. Full court pass up ahead to Ekstrom. Beautiful pass up ahead. Losing his footing, getting it back. Ekstrom turning around, firing. No good. Bigham is there to clean it up, and he scores! Mason Bigham now with 7. It's 58-35. Donovan West has not scored in this fourth quarter. Coulter Peterson is the only person to score in this second half. Here's a long two attempt from Albers way off the mark. It was off the backboard above the square above the backboard. Nice jab step. Driving baseline is long, and he's fouled on the floor. The free throw is coming up for Long. Shoot 1-1. Like a timeout's going to be called by Donovan West. We'll take it with him. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA.
offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
58-35, our score, 3:03 left to go in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights pulling away. Dr. West's offense has gone cold here in the second half. Coulter Peterson trying to ramp it up. The only person that has scored in the second half. And all 12 of those points were in the third quarter, all coming on three-pointers. 1-1 coming up for Long. Is that one is no good? Excuse me, Logan Gray, beg your pardon. Jonathan West on the rebound. Come back the other way. Peterson, double-teamed. Give it up. And Penny will make a play call here. Pass, nice anticipation by Parker to knock it free. Another turnover. Come back the other way. Gray drives right side. Nice job by Penny to strip it free. And he gets a steal. But a pass up ahead is stolen right back by Gray. Parker gives it to Gray. Near side wing. 12 points on the day for Logan Gray. Whistle and the carry is called by Caden Parker. .223 now left to go. Triple team against Peterson. Now down to a double team. Gives up to Penny. Back to Peterson. We'll go from top of the key to into the paint. He'll kick it out. Long two on the way by Jesse. No good. Rebound by Logan Gray. Things starting to really slow up here. The U.S. has really done everything they can to get their first win here tonight. Unfortunately, they're going to come up just short. And now an offensive foul as Parker driving in the paint to try to kick it out. That'll be his second personal. Team foul number 7. Since it's an offensive foul, no free throws coming. That's crossover by Peterson to get past a couple defenders. Bounce pass inside to Albers. Shut up too strong off the glass. And Penny trying to play some defense in the backcourt. But DeWalt's able to break free. Top of the key. Parker drives. Kicks to Ekstrom. Didn't have much on that pass. He'll drive instead. Shot up good. Royce Ekstrom heading on to his solid second half. He now is 13. 8 of his points came in the third quarter. Nice pass for Albers to lay it in. And now a timeout is called by the West once again. It's a 23-point game. 1:15 left to go. A full timeout is called. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the games going on around the area tonight to see if I maybe have some scores for you from around the Candlewood area. Don't have anything new, but some of the stuff that we were talking about earlier. Sabetha defeated Jefferson West on the boys' side, that is, 63-29. And the last score we have from MHMA and P. Ridge is a 35-11 halftime score. And Holton and Hiawatha, 59-47, is the final with a victory for the Wildcats. And we also have the last update from Jackson Heights and Horton. Horton leading the Cobras 21-14. Sure to check out our website, msesports.net, for all of your scores. Also for our post-game show, brought to you by Community National Bank, talk about scores and how things happened from around the area. Also have post-game write-up stories from all of the games that we've been broadcasting as well. Nemaha Central at Sabetha coming up here on KMZA on Tuesday. Final game before our break. No locker room chats as well. Inbound three-pointer on the way. No good. And they're shooting it on the wrong basket. Shot up is no good. Valley Heights was shooting it on the wrong basket. Oh, my goodness. The ball was ripped away by Penny, and he tried to lay it up on the Valley Heights basket, and he missed, but he was going to get fouled. As the free throw is no good. The game for Valley Heights. Garrick Reason is in. As an offensive rebound. Three ball on the way for straight away. That one is no good. Another offensive rebound, but saved and thrown to oblivion. Ball squirting all over the place. It's got grease on it, I think. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Thompson West. Also in the game, Ace Nolan in. And so is Maddox O'Toole. Also, Hudson Nemechek is in the game as well. Bounce pass, far side corner, three ball on the way by Hudson Penny. He knocks it in. He now has 9 points, his first make since the second quarter. Nemechek in the front court. Bounce pass. Actually, that was rising. So you reason to Nemechek. And off the slipper, 30 seconds left. It's 60-40. Valley Heights going to get the win. Improved to 2-0 in CDL play. Now foul is called as Everly bumped him. 1-1 free throws coming up with 24.6 seconds left. Garrick Reason, the sophomore at the free throw line. Mentioned this is, these are two very young teams. Dunford West, only one upperclassman with one senior. As the front end is no good, rebound by Peterson. As for Valley Heights, they have one senior, two juniors. Here's a try now for Everly from deep. That one too strong. Long rebound in the corner, save at least by Penny. But it gets deflected out of bounds to Valley Heights. 12.5 seconds left. Inbound stolen by Penny, gets bumped, kick it out. And Everly had it stripped by O'Toole. Good defense, left it short. And a rebound picked up by Reason. And that's going to do it. 60-40 is your final. Valley Heights holding Dunford West to just 15 points in the second half. We'll step aside for our post-game show coming up, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Once again, our final score, it's Valley Heights 60, Dunford West 40. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. State. We know land.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths. like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med,
plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition,
Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Charlie Heights wins on the road against Donovan West. Final score is 60-40. Now time for your post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling using the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BOutdoors.com. Take a look at the point totals from tonight's contest. First for Donovan West, Colter Peterson led the way with 16 points, having 12 of those in the third quarter with 4 3-point makes. 9 points for Hudson Penny, 10 points for Cooper Eberle, 3 points for Brody Jeske, and 2 points for Michael Albers. As for Valley Heights, 2 players with 13 points. It was Royce Ekstrom and Jaden DeWalt, 12 points for Logan Gray, 7 points for Kaysen Bigham, 9 points for Caden Parker, and 4 points for Drake Slifer. This was a pretty interesting one. In the first half, it was all about three-pointers. There was 14 combined three-point makes, seven each, and ultimately it was Donovan West that was unable to make some two-pointers. Unlike Valley Heights, they were able to make a couple free throws as well. Just a wild first half. Second half, Donovan West wasn't quite able to rely on those three-pointers as much as they were able to. Of course, as mentioned, Peterson was able to knock down some three-pointers, but in the fourth quarter, they were ice cold, only 5 points in that fourth quarter. And Valley Heights kept their offense up and actually didn't make any three-pointers in that fourth quarter. And they actually only made one three-pointer in that entire second half. And that was kind of the difference. Valley Heights used their height and athleticism to be able to get past and to get past Donovan West to get some steals and get some baskets in transition. Now, award our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. This is a tough one, but of course, both Ekstrom and DeWalt with 13 points apiece, Gray with 12. Parker had some meaningful points as well. I am going to give it, though. I'm going to go ahead and give my player of the game to Jaden DeWalt, who got his 13 points off the bench. He scored in every single quarter. He made threes in the first, second, and third quarters, and he was a big, he was big for them defensively as well, getting some steals and some real hustle plays as well. So I'm going to go ahead and give Jaden DeWalt, the sophomore, our player of the game, your player to bank on here tonight. Well, that's going to do it. Valley Heights win this one 60-40. And as for the girls' game, final score was 38-37. Donovan West holding on that one. Thanks to Kurt back in the studio, keeping us on the air, making us sound good. And that is going to do it here from Highland, Kansas. Once again, your final score, Valley Heights 60, Donovan West 40. That's it for your Peru State College Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.